This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 23 for Wednesday, August 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Wednesday morning as declines in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil weigh on values. The November canola contract steps back $6.50 at $9.11.80 per ton. The January contract drops $6.60 at $895 per ton. Ever-tightening canola supplies and uncertainty over this year's crop are underpinning values. While market guesses are currently around 15 million to 17 million tons, a harvest of something far less than that is becoming more likely. Stats Canada issues its report on principal field crops come August 30th. Temperatures in the western half of the prairies are moderating, while those in the eastern half are to push towards 30 degrees Celsius today before pulling back. The cooling is expected to generate rainfall for the region. The Manitoba Crop Report says the harvest of all crops in the province is at 21% complete. The condition of canola is rated at 35% good to excellent, with spring wheat at 46, corn at 25, and field peas at 64. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 79.25 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 79.22. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 131,000 tons of soybeans to China. This marks the ninth consecutive day the USDA has announced at least one sale of soybeans. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour forecasts corn yields in Nebraska to be 182.6 bushels per acre and 193.5 in Indiana. The tour estimates soybean pod counts at 1181 in Nebraska and 1117 in Indiana. The tour continues through Iowa and Illinois today. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The November contract loses 7 cents at $13.54.5 per bushel. October soy oil drops nearly 0.75 cents at 61.46 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down $2 at $3.57.30 per short ton. Corn futures are steady to lower on Wednesday. The December contract dips a penny at $5.63 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the December contract falling 9.5 cents at $4.95. Wheat futures are higher on Wednesday. The December contract gains 3 cents at $7.52. Kansas City December rises 7.5 cents at $7.37. And Minneapolis December is up 7 cents at $9.14. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.